Chapter 51. The Casa di Dante is located on the Via Santa Margherita and is easily identified by the large banner suspended from the stone facade partway up the alleyway. Museo, Casa di Dante. Sienna eyed the banner with uncertainty.
We're going to Dante's house?
Not exactly, Langdon said. Dante lived around the corner. This is more of a Dante museum. Langdon had ventured inside the place once, curious about the art collection, which turned out to be no more than reproductions of famous Dante-related works from around the world, and yet it was interesting to see them all gathered together under one roof. Sienna looked suddenly hopeful.
And you think they have an ancient copy of the Divine Comedy on display?
Langdon chuckled. No. But I know they have a gift shop that sells huge posters with the entire text of Dante's Divine Comedy printed in microscopic type. She gave him a slightly appalled glance. I know, but it's better than nothing. The only problem is that my eyes are going, so you'll have to read the fine print.
Ecuse,
an old man called out, seeing them approach the door.
E il giorno di riposo.
Closed for the Sabbath? Langdon felt suddenly disoriented again. He looked at Sienna. Isn't today Monday? She nodded.
Florentines prefer a Monday Sabbath.
Langdon groaned, suddenly recalling the city's unusual weekly calendar. Because tourist dollars flowed most heavily on weekends, many Florentine merchants chose to move the Christian day of rest from Sunday to Monday to prevent the Sabbath from cutting too deeply into their bottom line. Unfortunately, Langdon realized, this probably also ruled out his other option, the paperback exchange. One of Langdon's favorite Florentine bookshops, which would definitely have had copies of the Divine Comedy on hand.
Any other ideas? Sienna said.
Langdon thought a long moment and finally nodded. There's a site just around the corner where Dante enthusiasts gather. I bet someone there has a copy we can borrow.
It's probably closed too, Sienna warned. Almost every place in town moves the Sabbath away from Sunday.
This place wouldn't dream of doing such a thing, Langdon replied with a smile. It's a church. 50 yards behind them, lurking among the crowd, the man with the skin rash and gold earring leaned on a wall, savoring this chance to catch his breath. His breathing was not getting any better, and the rash on his face was nearly impossible to ignore, especially the sensitive skin just above his eyes. He took off his plume Paris glasses and gently rubbed his sleeve across his eye sockets, trying not to break the skin. When he replaced his glasses, he could see his quarry moving on. Forcing himself to follow, he continued after them, breathing as gently as possible. Several blocks behind Langdon and Sienna, inside the Hall of the 500, Agent Bruder stood over the broken body of the all-too-familiar spike-haired woman who was now lying sprawled out on the floor. He knelt down and retrieved her handgun, carefully removing the clip for safety before handing it off to one of his men. The pregnant museum administrator, Marta Alvarez, stood off to one side. She had just relayed to Bruder a brief but startling account of what had transpired with Robert Langdon since the previous night, including a single piece of information that Bruder was still trying to process.
Langdon claims to have amnesia.
Bruder pulled out his phone and dialed. The line at the other end rang 3 times before his boss answered, sounding distant and unsteady.
Yes, Agent Bruder, go ahead.
Bruder spoke slowly to ensure that his every word was understood.
We are still trying to locate Langdon and the girl. But there's been another development.
Bruder paused.
And if it's true, it changes everything.